Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening on the phone, and also later on the recorded and on the radio. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this November 12, 2016. This is lesson 204, chapter 43, entitled Barriers Broken Down, Part 4. Our opening hymn is entitled Wonderful Words of Life. Sing them all over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more thy beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Often pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the blessing one gives to all, wonderful words of life. Sinners to the loving call, wonderful words of life. Also freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the dear little ones, mommies and daddy, would like to have opening prayer, babala.
If we go kneel and bow our heads in our hearts, our Father, we thank you for the spirit of happiness, because it could be easy for us to wake us up this morning. We thank you for the spirit of happiness and our blessed. Forgive us all for our sins and iniquities now across our spirits. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong in your sight without even knowing. Let us be able to understand what is true and what is false, what is right and wrong. Be with us as we have given our scripture study. Let us keep lessons that we learn in our hearts and our minds. Be with us as we pray these empty verses after the verses are completed. I pray that you be a burden for all your other parts of your and some who haven't even been able to communicate. Make us be able to always use the memory and remember that you're with us, for us honor you, love you, and say, Lord, you throughout all the days of our lives, and for us our eyes move that we may see the wondrous things out of our this is my thing.
Amen. Our opening scripture for our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 20, verse 31, from the King James Version, and it reads, But these are written that ye may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye may have life through his name. This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will end with part 4 of our lesson entitled, Barriers Broken Down, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
And hath made of one blood, all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth and hath
determined
the times before appointed and the bounds of the of their habitation.
Good. That.
That they should seek
Layla, come up here. Get up here so you can see. Now you read it.
Might feel after him and
might. Speak up, I can't hear you.
Him.
Though.
Not for.
From.
From.
Every.
Every one.
Oh, Danielle. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond or free. There is neither male or female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The rich inform me together, the Lord is the maker of all, of them all. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all them, all that call upon him.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen. Good job. And that was Proverbs 22:2 and Romans 10:11-13. Today, dear ones, we will cover page 403. We are in Desire of Ages, page 403. Bye-bye.
Have a blessing, everyone. Desire of Ages 403, the Savior visits Philosia, and the miracle they perform has yet wonder purpose. Not alone for afflicted woman, nor even for his disciple, those who received their labor was the work accomplished, but also that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, amen, and that believing ye might have life through his name. The same agency that buried men away from Christ 1800 years ago are at work today. Next slide, please. Continue Desire of Ages 403. The Spirit which built up the partition wall between Jews and Gentiles is still active. Pride and prejudice have built strong walls of separation between the classes of men. Christ and his mission have been misinterpreted, and multitude feel that they are virtually shut away from the ministry of the gospel. But let them not feel that they are shut away from Christ. There are no barriers which men or Satan can affect, but the faith can penetrate. Desire of Ages 403, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. What a blessed hope, dear ones. Question, boys and girls, and mommies and daddies. What wider purpose did the Savior's visit to Phoenicians and the miracles performed there have? And what same agencies are at work today? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, bubble up.
That ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. And the same agencies that buried men away from Christ,
barred
men away from Christ 1800 years ago, are at work.
Amen. Good job. Question, boys and girls. What two types of spirit build up the partition wall between Jews and Gentiles that are still active today? And why have multitudes felt that they are virtually shut away from the ministry of the gospel? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Pride and
prejudice
have built strong walls of
separation
between different classes of men, and Christ and his mission have been
misrepresented,
but let them not feel that they are shut away from Christ. There are no barriers which man or Satan can erect, but that they can
penetrate.
Amen. Good job, Sister Janelle. Let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones, taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6.
Desire of Ages, page 403. In the faith, the woman of Phoenicia flung herself against the barriers that had been piled up between Jew and Gentile, against discouragement, regardless of appearance, that might have led her to doubt. She trusted the Savior's love. It is thus that Christ desires us to trust in him. The blessing of salvation are for every soul. Nothing but his own choice can prevent any man from becoming a partaker of the promise in Christ by the gospel. The Desire of Ages, page 403, paragraph 2.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, and mommies and daddies. And what did the woman of Phoenicia fling herself against the barriers that came between the Jews and the Gentiles? And what did Christ desire us to do, and what can prevent man from becoming a partaker of the promise of Christ by the gospel? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, in the faith she flung herself against the barriers that had been piled up between them, against discouragement, regardless of appearances, that might have led her to doubt. She trusted the Savior's love, and trusted him for the blessings of salvation are for every soul, and nothing but his own choice can prevent any man.
Amen. So let us learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 12, verse 2.
Trust and not
afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become thy salvation. Isaiah 12 verse 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And let us continue. We are still in page 400.
Desire pages page 403. Caste is hateful to God. He ignores everything of this character. In his sight, the souls of all men are of equal value. He hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and determine the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. We'll continue. Next slide, please.
Question, boys and girls. What is hateful to God and why? And what has God made of one blood and the bounds of their habitation too? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Caste is hateful to God, for he ignores everything of this character. In this sight, the souls of all men are of equal value, and he hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord.
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful song, dear ones. This one is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 27.
Desire of Ages, page 403. Without age, without distinction of age or rank or nationality or religious privilege, all are invited to come unto him and live. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free.
Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Who are invited to come unto him and live without distinction of what? And is there a difference according to God's word? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
All whatsoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed without
distinction
of age or rank or nationality or
religious
village
privilege,
and no, for there is no difference. There is neither Jew or nor Greek, there is neither bold nor
bond
nor free.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn yet another scripture song together, dear ones. With all the troubles in the world, may this song become a memory verse. This one is taken from Romans chapter 8, verse 38 through 39 in the King James Version. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nothing present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, no any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
The Desire of Ages, page 403. The rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. The same Lord over all is rich unto all them that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts chapter 17, verse 26 and 27. Galatians chapter 3, verses 28. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 2. And Romans chapter 10, verses 11 through 13. Desire of Ages, page 403, verse, paragraph 3.
Amen. This is our last question, dear ones. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What are the promises that the Savior have left us in his word concerning who can be saved and by whose authority? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, bubble up.
The
rich.
Rich and poor meet
together.
Together. The Lord is the
maker.
Maker of
them
all, the same Lord
over
all is which
unto
all that
call
upon him, for
whosoever
she
shall
call upon the
name
of the Lord
shall
be.
Praise the Lord. Good job, Layla. Let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones, and this one is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. Praise the Lord.
Good morning, boys and girls. This is story time for November the 12th of 2016. It's entitled, His Gifts Are to Establish and Strengthen Us. To establish means to ground us in the faith, cause us to understand what we're supposed to be believing. And our scripture text this morning is But the God of all grace, grace is something we don't deserve, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, God invites us to come home to his house, that's heaven. After that ye have suffered a while, God's people are going to suffer before he comes to take them to his house. Make you perfect, like Jesus. Establish, strengthen, and settle you. Those are big words, and we may talk about those a little bit later. That's 1 Peter 5:10. Blessed is the soul who can say, I am guilty before God, or I'm a sinner. But Jesus, my advocate, he's my friend and lawyer, I have transgressed his law. I've sinned. I cannot save myself, but I make the precious blood that was shed on Calvary all my plea. When Jesus died, he said, I'll give my blood in place of yours. And because he shed his blood, we can have salvation. I am lost in Adam, but restored in Christ. Adam brought sin upon us, but Jesus takes it away. God, who so loved the world as to give his only begotten Son to die, will not leave us to perish or die. While repentant and in contrition of soul, if we are sorry for our sins and ask him to help us stop sinning, he will. He will not look upon me, for I am all unworthy. I don't deserve to be saved. But he will look upon the face of his anointed, that's Jesus. He will look upon my substitute and surety, that's another way of describing Jesus, and listen to the plea of my advocate, that's Jesus again. If we say, please forgive me my sins, Jesus will say to his Father, please accept this person for my sake, who died for my sins, that I might be made the righteousness of God in him. By beholding him, I shall be changed into his image. When we look into a mirror, we see our reflection. If we look at Jesus, we will see him. We will reflect him. I cannot change my own character. Save by, that means except by, partaking of the grace of him who is all goodness, righteousness, mercy, and truth. But by beholding or looking at him, I shall catch his spirit and be transformed into his likeness. If we listen to the world's music, we are changed into worldlings. If we listen to Jesus' words, we are changed into his likeness. The heart that is filled with the grace of Christ will be made manifest or show by its peace and joy. And where Christ abides or lives, the character will become purified, elevated, ennobled, and glorified. Glorified means will be made like Jesus in character. The Creator of all worlds proposes to love those who believe in his only begotten Son as their personal Savior, even as he loves his Son. God says, if you love my Son, I'll love you just like I love him. Even here and now, his gracious favor is bestowed upon or given to us to this marvelous extent. He has given to men the gift of the light and majesty of heaven. And with him, he has bestowed or given all the treasures of heaven, much as he has promised us for the life to come. He also bestows or gives princely gifts upon us in this life, or royal gifts, the kind of gifts a king gives his sons. And as subjects of his grace, he would have us enjoy everything that will ennoble or make us more like him, expand and elevate our characters. That means make us like Jesus. The Lord has in readiness or waiting for us the most precious exhibitions. I hear an exhibition is like a picture of his grace to strengthen and encourage us. Encourage. Sons and Daughters, page 120. And our text again. But the God of all grace, grace is something we don't receive, deserve, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. God invites us to come home to his house, that's heaven. After that ye have suffered for a while, God's people are going to suffer before he comes to take them to his house. Make you perfect like Jesus. Establish, strengthen, and settle you. 1 Peter 5:10. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear brother. Dear ones, we have come to the section where we ask all the little ones or mommies and daddy that would like to have closed in prayer. Bubble up.
Father God, thank you for everything you did to keep me safe. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving us the food and clothes and the house that we needed, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, thank you for giving me the house that I want. Thank you for giving me the house that I want. Thank you for giving me the food that I want. Thank you for giving me the house that I want.
Amen. So, dear ones, next Sabbath, by God's grace and strength, we will begin a new chapter. Chapter 44, entitled The True Sign, and that will be held November 19, 2016. We want to thank all the dear little ones, mommies and daddies that participated in the reading, and we also prepare activity for the whole family to be able to enjoy. May you take this particular four lessons, dear one, and hold on to it very dearly with all the different religious persecution and all the different divisions because of belief and principles. Just remember that in Christ Jesus, all those barriers are broken by his love. God bless each and every one of you. May you all have a blessed rest of this Sabbath.